们今天也许会看好几章的圣经。
Today maybe we'll look into a few chapters of the Bible.
因为我们看撒母耳记下的时候，那一个主角是大卫。
Because when we read 2 Samuel, the main character is David.
在大卫的周围有许多的配角。
And there are other characters around David.
啊，这些配角都是帮助大卫来成全神的旨意。
And these co-characters that surround David help God to complete his will.
啊，这些配角有些是对的，有些是不对的。
And some of these co-characters are right and some of them are wrong.
啊，他们的事情也许也占了相当的篇幅。
And some of their things that they do are recorded quite a bit.
Yeah. 但是虽然占了篇幅很多，
and even though they might take a lot of room,
但是那个主角仍然要放在大卫的身上。
But the main character must still put on David.
那现在我们就碰到在大卫身上神做工的一件事。
And now upon David, we can see something that God works with.
神要把大卫带到毫无玷污皱纹等类的病的这个地步。
And God wants to lead David to a point where he's without blemish, without any diseases, and unspotted.
所以神不以大卫所已经学到了的功课为满足。
And so David should not be satisfied with the lessons he has learned.
也不因他已经坐上了宝座，生命有相当的老练而满足。
And that he should not be satisfied because he is seated on the throne and that his life has been somewhat perfected.
所以神追讨他的确实比追讨一般人更严肃。
And since because of that, that's why God's pursuance on David is more strict than others.
当然这也是主给我们所看见的，多给谁就向谁多要。
And also this is a principle that the Lord lets us see that whom he gives more to, he'll request more from.
多托谁就向谁多取。
And who has he given more over to, he'll request more from.
是这样的一个原则。
And this is such a principle.
神在大卫的身上做工。
And this is the way God works on David.
那因着乌利亚的事情。
And because of the matter of Uriah,
大卫听见了神向他宣告一个很严重的咒诅。
And God, David has heard from God a very severe proclamation.
这个咒诅有好些个内容。
And this curse contained many contents.
第一是他的孩子一定要死。
And the first is that his son must die.
啊，第二宝剑必不离开他的家。
And secondly, the sword shall not depart from his household.
第三，他怎样侮辱别人，那他的妻，他的妻子也在光天化日之下受侮辱。
And thirdly, how he has shamed others, wife, his own wives.Would be shamed in broad daylight.
那头一个神的宣告已经成做成。
And the first proclamation of God has already been completed.
那从十四章、十三章开始。
And starting from chapter 13,
好像那个主要的人物暂时的从大卫的身上转移到亚沙龙的身上。
And it seems like the main character has shifted from David to Absalom.
亚沙龙是大卫的儿子。
And Absalom was the son of David.
啊，是一个蛮有才干的儿子。
And he was a very talented son.
啊，但是这一个时候，这一个儿子就成了大卫的网罗。
But at this time, he became a snare to David.
那这个事情怎么发生的呢？
And how did this come about?
这个事情是因着 神的那一个咒诅借着亚沙龙就显明出来。
And this was because it was the curse of God through Absalom that this was revealed.
亚沙龙有一个妹妹长得非常的漂亮。
And Absalom had a sister who was very beautiful.
那当然这是大卫的女儿。
And of course this was David's daughter.
但大卫另外有一个儿子叫做暗乱。
And David had another son named Amnon.
那这个暗乱呢，他就偷偷的爱上了他的妹妹。
And this Amnon secretly loved his sister.
但是按着律法上的定规，这个事情是不可能发生。
But according to the law, this kind of matter cannot happen.
但是暗嫩非要得到他的妹子不可。
But Amnon must have his sister.
那所以他就听从了一个堂哥哥的献祭，就奸污了他的妹妹。
And so he listened to one of his cousin's schemes and raped his sister.
然后又把她丢弃。
And then he put her aside.
那这个事情亚沙龙知道。
And Absalom knew about this matter.
亚沙龙就不动声色。
And Absalom did not do anything about it.
就放在心里。
But he kept it in his heart.
那等到过了两年。
And until 2 years later.
那他就对大卫提出一个请求。
And then he had a request before David.
他说他要剪羊毛了。
And then he had to shear his sheep.
也许那一年他的羊的毛长得很丰收了。
Or maybe at that year his sheep had a lot of wool.
Oh, 所以他就要请客了。
So he invited some guests.
他要请王去。
And he requested the king be
请
there.
请王的众子去。
And the king's servants be
也
there.
也请王的大臣去。
And he also wanted the king's officials there.
王不知道大卫当时心里是怎么想。
We don't know what David was thinking at the time.
他没有答应去。
But he did not say, agree to go.
但是亚沙龙就苦苦地请求，他说王不去就让兄弟们去吧。
And so he beseeched the king and said, if you do not come, let your sons come.
那么结果大卫就答应。
And as a result, David agreed to this.
其实这个事情大卫大概心里面是知道。
And maybe David had an idea of what's going to happen.
所以他不肯去。
So he did not want to go.
尤其是亚沙龙提出那个请求，特别的指明暗嫩哥哥一定要来。
Especially when Absalom urged David that his brother Amnon must go.
那这个事情就有点古怪了。
And so this kind of matter was a little bit strange.
也许大卫心里面是知道。
And maybe David knew in his heart.
但是他没有坚决的拒绝亚沙龙的请求。
But he did not refuse the request of Absalom.
那就让他的儿子们都到亚沙龙那边去。
So he let his sons go to where Absalom was.
那事情就是这样的经过。
And this is the how this came about.
这是起头。
And this is only the beginning.
但是问题我们要留意的。
But the matter that we have to pay attention to.
当暗嫩奸污了他的妹妹的时候。
That when Amnon raped his sister.
大卫知道。
David knew about it.
但是大卫很恼怒。
And he was furious.
但是呢
But,
大卫就是发怒而已。
But he only became angry.
他没有去处理 这个事情。
And he did not deal with this matter.
那为什么大卫不处理这个事情？
And why didn't David deal with this matter?
也许我们会想，大卫马上就想到，这是神的惩治来了。
Or maybe David might have thought, this is God's discipline.
当然这个是神的惩治。
And of course it is from God.
但是大卫如果他在神面前真实的有一个无愧的良心的话，
But if David's conscience was not guilty before God,
他就不能光是停止在发怒的这一个阶段。
Then he cannot just stay angry.
他要有所动作。
He must take some action.
如果大卫在这个时候有所动作，
And if David were to take some action at this time,
那也许亚撒龙的事情就不会发生，也说不定。
And then maybe we can say that the matters regarding Absalom would not have happened.
但是大卫没有做任何的处理。
But David did not do anything.
那为什么他不做任何的处理？
And why did David do nothing?
因为他自己的良心上面有控告。
And because his own conscience accused him.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
在这里就有一个问题我们要留意了。
Here it poses a question for us to pay attention to.
许多的时候是因着我们自己的一些无知，
and many times it's because of our own ignorance,
而把神赦免的恩典没有很彻底的接过来，
and that we have not received completely God's grace of forgiveness.
当大卫在神面前为了八十八的事情悔改了以后，
And when David repented regarding the matter of Bathsheba before God,
神有没有赦免他呢？
Did God forgive him?
我们看十二章的时候，我们明明的看见先知拿单在那里已经宣告了赦免没有难处。
And already we can see in chapter 12 that Nathan the prophet has declared that there is no difficulty in forgiveness.
但是惩治是免不了。
But the punishment cannot be taken away.
赦免就是不把他放在死地。
And the forgiveness was not to put David in death.
惩治是在他还活的时候要他接受一些管教和鞭打。
And the punishment is for David to receive some punishment and whipping while he's still alive.
神赦免是没有问题。
And there is no problem with God's forgiveness.
但是他要承担他错误的责任。
But he must bear the responsibility of his error.
那若是他真知道神的赦免是彻底的，
And if he really knew that God's forgiveness was thorough,
那他就不该留下一点的阴影。
Then he should not have any shadow of doubt within him.
虽然我从前愚昧过，
And even though I was foolish before,
但是我知道是我不对的。
But I know that I was wrong.
我是错了。
That I was wrong.
所以我在神的面前接受神的对付。
So I have been dealt with before God.
那这样经接受了对付，这样接在神面前哦，彻底的悔改了。
And since I've been dealt with by God and I've repented completely before God,
就不该留下阴影。
Then there shouldn't be any shadow of doubt.
但是我们承认。
But we confess.
一个生命还没有到了完全的彻底成熟的人，你要他不留下阴影，这个是恐怕是很难很难的。
That it is rather difficult for someone whose life has, who has not completely matured to have no shadow of doubt.
我们总会留下好些的阴影。
No matter what, we'll retain some of those, that shadow, those shadows.
但是你说如果是阴影一定会留下，那还有什么话讲？
And if you say that we would have some shadows, then what else can you say?
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们懂得活在神的光里，
But brothers and sisters, if we understand to live in the light of God,
那什么时候那些阴影带给我们一些控告的时候，
And whenever those shadows of doubt bring us into accusation,
我们的反应应当是立刻的回到主的宝血的底下。
Then our response should be immediately going back under the blood of our Lord.
回到神赦免的恩典的信实上。
And we should return to the faithfulness of God's forgiveness.
这样那一个仇敌所用作的控告的理由就不能成立。
Then the reasons the enemy uses for accusation cannot hold against it.
那在这里我们一直看见大卫在这一点上就过不来。
And here we can see that David cannot overcome this.
当然这个只是一方面。
Of course, this is only on the one hand.
如果我们继续的看下去的时候，
And if we continue to read on,
你看到在这里把大卫缠的叫大卫脱不了的那个主要的原因是在哪里？
We can see where the main reason lies that David cannot overcome.
乃是在体贴肉体的感情。
And that is to be mindful of the flesh feeling.
那两个问题，两个事，两个情形并在一起的时候，大卫就好像抬不起头来。
And when you put these two situations together, it seems like David cannot lift his head.
在处理这一件事情的时候就伸不出手来。
And in dealing with this matter, he cannot extend forth his hand.
一面是自己里头有一个黑影。
And on the one hand, he has a shadow of doubt within him.
另一面又想到这件事情都是发生在自己的儿女的身上。
And on the other hand, these matters are occurring upon his children.
怎么是处理？
Then how can he deal with it?
如果按照律法来说，把暗嫩杀掉。
And according to the law, he should kill Amnon.
在做一个做王的公义的这一点来说，他就做对了。
Then according to the righteousness of king, then he would have done right.
那这就像我们的主在福音书里面所说的。如果是一个眼叫你犯罪，你就把那个眼睛远出来。
Just as our Lord says in the Gospels that if your eye causes you to sin, then pluck it out.
如果是一个手叫你犯罪，你就把那个手砍下来。
And if it's your hand that causes you to sin, then cut it off.
如果生命完全的长成的时候，那对罪的问题是应当是这样绝对的。
And when a life is mature, then this is how it should deal with matters of sin.
而眼睛就挖出来了。
Then you should pluck your eye out.
手就砍上来。
And cut your hand off.
但是我们承认我们都是生命不够成熟的。
But we confess that we are people whose lives are not mature enough.
所以我们很少有那么绝对的心思来对付一些直接牵涉到我们个人的肉身或是个人的感情上的事。
So we confess that we do not have this kind of absolute mindset to deal with those things that hinder us in the flesh and in our feelings.
大卫在这里也是这样。
And this is the way David is here.
儿子的有一点的亲情。
That he has feelings for his children.
女儿虽然受了伤害，但还没有致死。
And even though his daughter have suffered, she was not to a point of death.
要是把暗嫩杀掉，那就没了一个儿子。
And if he was to kill Amnon, then he would lose a son.
那这是一个人的肉体的感情上的挣扎。
And this is the struggle of the flesh feelings.
那这个挣扎加上大卫里面的那个黑影，大卫就没有办法抬头，也没有办法伸手。
And because of this, and add on the dark shadow that's in David's heart, then he cannot lift his head and extend forth his hand.
但是一个问题在这里。
And the problem lies here.
神是轻慢不得的。
That God cannot be mocked.
你不对付，神就对付。
If you would not deal with it, then God would.
你不伸手，神就伸手。
And if you would not extend your hand, God will.
那所以上面我们就看到了。
Then here we can see.
因为大卫在这里留了一点的地步。
And because David has left some ground here.
那底下神就伸出手来。
Then God extended his hand.
也许弟兄姊妹又会想。
Maybe brothers and sisters might think.
如果大卫在这里做了。
If David did it here,
就没有亚沙龙的事情了。
Then Absalom's matters would not occur.
那么神所宣告那是咒诅就不是成就了。
Then what God has the curses that God has proclaimed cannot come about.
那弟兄们在这里我们必须要留意一个次序的问题。
Now brothers and sisters, regarding this, we must pay attention to sequence.
那不是因为为了要成就神的咒诅，所以就非有亚沙龙的事不可。
It is not that to bring about God's curse that you must have Absalom.
当然在我们人这边来看，
of course when we look at
没有亚沙龙就不能成就神的咒诅。
From a man's view, without Absalom then you cannot accomplish the curse.
那这一种想法，
this kind of thinking
正如好些人说，
just like many would say,
如果没有卖主的犹大，主耶稣根本就不会钉十字架，不钉十字架神的救恩就成功不了。
Just like when people say, if there is no Judah to betray the Lord, then he would not be nailed on the cross, then God's salvation would not be completed.
这是只看见一个表面。
And here we can only see the surface.
没有注意到神所宣告的一切事，或者神所安排的一切事，都是根据神在预知里头所安排出来的。
Then we would have not touched upon the matter of what God has arranged or what he has prepared from his knowing before.
在神那个永远的鉴察里头，事情没有发生，他已经看到那些事情要怎样的发生。
And from God's eternal examination, he has seen those matters that has not happened yet.
在神的鉴察的里头，他就看见大卫没有办法能脱出这样的一个控告和那个肉体的感情的惨泪。
And in God's examination, God has already foreseen that David could not have overcome his accusation and his feelings of the flesh.
所以神就按照他的鉴察来宣告他的咒诅。
And according to his examination, God proclaims his curse.
那所以我们必须要先注意到那一个次序的问题。
So we must first pay attention to the order of things.
如果我们不注意到神做工的次序的问题的时候，我们就给这个现象来困扰我们自己。
And if we do not get the order right and how God deals with things, then this would cause us to be entrapped.
神是轻慢不得的。
And God cannot be mocked.
神也是绝对。
And he is also absolute.
我们错，已经错了。
And if we have been wrong, then
但是
我们
回转要回转的绝对。
But when we repent, we must repent completely.
不该是拖泥巴带水的那样的回转。
We should not be dragging our feet in the mud when we repent.
大卫在寻求赦免的事上很绝对。
And upon the matter of asking for forgiveness, David was very absolute.
但是他在接受赦免的恩典上不够绝对。
But when on receiving the grace of forgiveness, he was not complete.
那所以就显露出他生命上的点点的缺陷。
And so this reveals a bit of shortcoming on David's life.
就是那些皱纹、玷污的病。
And these are the diseases of the blemishes and the wrinkles.
但是神要把这些都摸掉。
But God wants to take all this away.
那所以神就伸出手了。
So God extends forth his hand.
那么亚撒龙也就因着这样的一个缘故，他就暗暗在心里头来筹划如何来报复他哥哥所做的丑事。
And because of this matter, Absalom secretly had a plan in his heart how to revenge and repay his older brother Abnon for the shame.
那所以就借着剪羊毛的这一个理由把他的兄弟们都请来了。
And for the reason of sheep shearing, then he invited all his brothers there.
也就在那个筵席上面就把暗嫩杀掉了。
And while they were drinking, he had killed Abnon.
他杀了暗嫩，那众王子就赶忙的逃命 要回耶路撒冷啊。
And after he killed Amnon, all the king's sons escaped and returned to Jerusalem.
他自己呢也开始逃亡的生活。
And Absalom himself led a life of escaping.
那现在弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
刀剑不离开大卫的家的那一个咒诅应验
And the curse that the sword would never leave the household of David came about.
但是弟兄姊妹们你就说如果没有亚沙龙真的是不可能应验这个咒诅
And brothers and sisters might say truly without Absalom then this prophecy would not be fulfilled.
但是我们要注意了
But we must pay attention.
如果大卫真的是没有留下一点的地步
that it was truly if David did not leave any ground
神当然也就不会在远处看见他所留的地步
and of course then God would not have seen that David would have left this ground
你说怎么知道
and you say how do you know
你看
you see Verse 37.
亚沙龙就逃到基述王亚米夫的儿子达买那里去了。
But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, son of Geshur.
大卫天天为他儿子悲哀。
And David mourned for his son every day.
为哪一个儿子悲哀？
And who, which son was he mourning for?
不是为暗嫩悲哀。
And he was not mourning for Amnon.
乃是为着又一个儿子流亡在那外头
and he was mourning because another of his sons was away from him
我们看到情形啊大卫实在也相当的爱亚沙龙
and from this situation we can see that David truly loved Absalom
那这个事情叫大卫很为难
and this caused great difficulty to David
因为亚沙龙一出去了就出去了三年
Because when Absalom left, he left for 3 years.
在一般的情形来说，他这个逃亡啊，是永远不能回来的。
Under normal circumstances, the way he fled, he can never return.
那你说，哎呀，大卫就为他儿子悲哀，大概是因为暗乱死掉了，不是的。
And so when you say that David was mourning, you would think that he was mourning for Amnon because he is dead.
他只是为了逃亡在外面的亚沙龙悲哀。
But he was only mourning from Absalom who was fleeing.
他知道暗嫩是罪有应得。
And he knew that Absalom deserved.
所以我们看39节的时候你就看到了。
And so when we read verse 39, we can see.
暗嫩死了以后。
And after Amnon died.
大卫王得了安慰。
David was comforted concerning Amnon seeing he was dead
心里就切切想念亚沙龙
but he longed for Absalom
你说古怪不古怪
do you think that is strange
儿子死掉了他就得了安慰
that when his son died he had comfort
怎么可能
how can this be
我们要看到
we must see
暗论是早就该受处理
That Amnon already should have deserved to be dealt with.
没有权柄去处理。
But David had no authority to do so.
因为他良心上受控制。
Because he was accused in his
heart. 他伸不出手来，
也
下不了手。
And he could not extend his hand to kill him.
那现在亚沙龙把这个事情做了。
Now since Absalom has done this,
他觉得，一个心事做完了。
Then he felt that something in his heart has been completed.
所以就得了安慰。
So that's why he was comforted.
那弟兄说，当你看到这一句话的时候，你就晓得刚才我们所交通到大卫心里头的那个挣扎，不是没有根据的。
So brothers and sisters, when you see this, then you would say that there is basis for David's struggles in his heart.
他想念亚沙龙。
And when he was longing for Absalom,
you.显露出大卫在体贴肉体的感情上面 还没有完全的 脱得出来。
That David's mindful of the flesh feelings, he cannot totally overcome them.
因为他也知道
Because he also knows
亚撒龙是不能回来的。
But Absalom cannot return.
如果亚撒龙回来的时候，他的结果也是一死。
For if Absalom returns, his result would also be death.
因为他是故意杀人的。
Because he intentionally killed someone.
连逃城他都没有资格进去的。
That he did not even have qualification to go to the city of refuge.
所以亚撒龙只能一生流浪在外面。
So Absalom can only be wandering outside.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，亚撒龙也知道这个。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Absalom,
所以他不敢留在以色列的境界内。
So he would not dare live and still remain in the territory of Israel.
他一跑就跑到基述王的儿子的那一边。
And when he fled to the son of Geshur, the king of Geshur.
那基述是在什么地方？
And where is Geshur located in?
如果弟兄姊妹你翻后面的地图，你会看到。
And if you turn to the map, you will see.
基述是在以色列的北边，那就是现在叙利亚的地区。
And Gezer is to the north of Israel, where is Syria right now?
那亚撒龙自己很知道。
And Absalom himself.
我留在以色列，我是没有活的指望。
If I was to remain in Israel, then I would not even dare of thinking of living.
我只能死在。哪里
I would only die there.
所以他逃到那一个以色列的律法管不到的地方。
So he fled to somewhere that was outside the law of Israel.
大卫也知道这事情。
And David also knew of this.
但是他实在想念亚撒龙。
But indeed he longed for Absalom.
我不知道。
I don't know.
会不会他有意要让亚撒龙来接续他做王
that he had the intention of having Absalom to to inherit his throne
但是我想大卫不敢
but I think that David would not dare think that
但是在感情上他实在愿意让亚撒龙做王
but feeling wise he would be willing for Absalom to become a king
那为什么他不敢
and why did he not dare
他应当记得神老早就宣告了是所罗门接续他做王
He should remember that already before God has proclaimed it should be Solomon to be king
是所罗门来为他完成建造圣殿
That it was Solomon who was to complete the temple of David's will
那所以他不敢
So he did not dare
但是在感情上他实在觉得亚撒龙是一个一表人才
but regarding Absalom and his feelings that Absalom was indeed a very capable person
那所以他心里面有很多的想念
so in his heart he had many things to think about
就是因为这样体贴肉体的感情
and because of this he was mindful to his flesh feeling
又种下了接二连三而来的难处
and it also planted many difficulties to come for him
也就更明确地应验了神第二个咒诅刀剑永不离开你的家
and this will even reveal more clearly God's second proclamation of the curse that the sword shall never depart from his household
那我们感谢神
and we praise and thank God
那在这里我们稍微插出去去揣摩一件事
Here we'll just go a little bit off tangent to look into a matter
当神告诉大卫说你是战士你流了很多人的血所以你不能为我建造圣殿
that when God proclaimed to David that because you're a warrior that you have shed much blood that you cannot build a temple for me
那当然这是非常明显的一个原因
of course this is a very clear reason
但是有没有可能神隐藏着另外的一个原因在那里没有说出来
that could it be that God has hidden another reason there but did not state it clearly
就是说出大卫你还是不够完全的体贴神的心意
and that is to say that David you still are not completely mindful of God's will
你还是太多的体贴 肉体的感情。
That you are still too mindful of the feelings of the flesh.
那所以，在建造圣殿的事上
，So regarding the matter of building the temple，
你还是不要摸好。
Then you should not touch this.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
我们不知道我们的事情。
We don't know our own matters.
但是神完全知道我们的事情。
But God completely knows about us.
神没有明明的向大卫说一些事。
And God did not clearly say something to David.
但是透过大卫身上所发生的事情，神在显明了大卫在神眼中的缺陷。
But through all that happens to David, God reveals the shortcoming of David.
那所以我们就留意了。
So we pay attention.
大卫不要亚瑟，不是不想亚瑟龙回来，而是他不能让亚瑟龙回来。
It's not that David did not want Absalom to return, but he cannot have Absalom return.
因为他让亚瑟龙回来的话，亚瑟龙是不能活命。
Because when Absalom shall return, he shall die.
但是他又很挂念着亚瑟龙。
But he longed for Absalom.
当然你说父亲嘛，怎么能不忘记儿子？
And of course you
怎么能忘记儿子？
He is the father, how can he forget his son?
是可以不忘记儿子。
It's true he cannot forget his son.
但是不能因为是儿子的缘故而引动神的怒气。
But not because that he is his son that he should anger God.
那么所以
And so,
他这一个体贴感情的显明出来
So when this was revealed that he was mindful to the feelings of the flesh
就看在约押的眼里
And this was seen by Joab
那约押知道这个事情
And Joab knew of this matter
他就想
And he thought
为王解决这个难处吧。
That he thought he can deal with this matter, this difficulty for the king.
但是哪里晓得
？But less unbeknownst to him.
这样的为去设计把亚沙龙要回来。
That when he planned to have Absalom return,
他只是想到我怎么解决。王的感情上的难处
He only thought how can he deal with the difficulty of the king's feelings
却没有想到实际他是在为王增加难处
He did not think about that practically he is causing more difficulty for the king
那约押也知道他不能直接跟王说话
And Joab knew that he cannot say this directly to the king
因为大卫不仅是大卫知道亚沙龙连进豪城的资格都没有。
For if David knew, then Absalom would not even have the qualification to go to the city of refuge.
约押也一样的知道。
And Joab knew also.
但是怎么能把亚沙龙要回来
？Then how can he have Absalom return?
只有世人的感情。
Only the feelings of a hymnist.
也动人的长情
can incite man's lingering feelings
那么他就找到一个妇人来就教导他去见大卫怎么怎么怎么的说
so he found a woman and taught her what to say when she saw David
用人的理来先把大卫套牢
And to use man's reasoning first to encompass David.
然后就翻过来说，王啊，你为什么不让你的儿子回来？
And then turn around and say, then king, why you do not let your son return?
弟兄们，如果大卫在神面前
，brothers and sister,
他真实的没有玷污皱纹等类的病
，if David was without blemish, wrinkles.Or any unspotted without any disease before God.
他知道这个事情不能做。
Then he would know that he cannot do such a thing.
因为他那约押给那个妇人所教导的那些话不能适用在亚沙龙的身上。
Because the reasons, the things that Joab taught the woman cannot be used upon the person of Absalom.
弟兄姊妹，我们要留意这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we must pay attention to this matter.
因为那一个妇人所又要教那个教导那个妇人讲的话，是他们兄弟打架而打死人。
Because the things that Joab taught the woman to say was that the brothers were fighting, that one became dead.
他并没有故意杀人。
That he did not kill intentionally.
你没有办法说他是故意杀人。
You cannot say that he killed with intent.
但是亚沙龙却是故意杀人。
But Absalom killed intentionally.
那如果按照那个妇人所讲的，那个他那个儿子是可以到逃城去的。
And according to what the woman has said, his son can go to a city of refuge.
但是亚沙龙是没有资格到逃城里头去的。
But Absalom did not have this qualification.
分别就是在这里。
And this is where the difference
lies. 但是因为人的理把大卫套牢了。
But when man's reason has trapped David.
啊，大卫好像就我如果我这样处理他这个儿子，那我也可以同样的处理我的儿子。
Then David would think, if I dealt with his son this way, then I can deal the same way with my own son.
但是他知道不知道不可以这样呢？
But did he know that he cannot do
that? 大卫也实在是知道的。
And indeed David did know.
用什么你就问我说了，你怎么知道？
Then you would say, then how would you know?
你也不是大卫。
You were not David.
死无对证。
Then you would have nothing to compare with.You say that he did.
他也不能起来说我没有。
Then he cannot say that I did not.
对，但是弟兄姊妹，你读下去你就知道。
But brothers and sisters, when you read on,
好了，等到亚撒龙能回来了。
And then when Absalom can return,
大卫也没有追究他。
David did not pursue after him.
但是有件事，大卫知道了。
But one thing was David did know.
我不能见他的面。
I cannot see his face.
为什么？
Why?
你既然允许他回来，你为什么不能让他见你的面？
If you allowed him to return, how come you cannot see his face?
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters,
大卫知道，他深处还是有理亏的感觉。
That deep in his heart, he still was guilty. He felt guilty.
如果他真是给带到没有玷污皱纹等类的病，
and if he was brought to a place without blemish, without any wrinkles or any diseases,
他如果要保持他儿子的性命，他就绝对不能答应说他回来。
And if he was to keep his son's life, then he cannot have Absalom return.
但是为了体贴肉体的感情，
But because he was mindful of the feelings of his flesh,
让他回来，
okay,
但是不要叫他来见我。
Let him return, but do not let him come see me.
为什么不让他见？
Why he did not let him see him, Absalom see him?
王见亚沙龙，如果不处理他，那王就说不过去。
And if the king was to see Absalom and did not deal with him, then this cannot get by.
大卫知道。
And David knew this.
那所以大卫在这个事上面，他不是无知而做的，却是因着体贴肉体的缘故，有知而不能执行。
And regarding this matter, David did not do it out of ignorance.But because he knew, but he was mindful of his flesh, and he knew, and he cannot execute it.
所以一直看到大卫最大的那一个难处。
So you can see the most difficulty for David.
一直在那里缠着他，叫他不能进到完全没有玷污等类的病的那个光景，乃是。体贴肉体的感情。
And this mindfulness for the feelings of the flesh hinders David to a point that it cannot take him to the condition without any blemish, wrinkles, or diseases.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要注意。
We must pay attention.
罗马书第八章上面很清楚地告诉我们一个属灵的事实。
Romans chapter 8 clearly tells us of a spiritual truth.
哪里说体贴肉体的就是死。
And there it says, mindful of the flesh is death.
唯有体贴生命的才是平安。
That only when you're mindful of the of life, then there is peace.
唯有体贴神的，才是生命平安。
And when you are mindful of God, then your life should be of peace.
但是我们没有办法不承认。
But we cannot but confess.
在我们这些人的身上，最难脱离的就是那个肉体的感情。
Upon us, what is most difficult to get rid of is our feelings for the flesh.
在我们追求属灵成长的过程里，几乎最末后脱落的是那个肉体的感情。
In our pursuance in our spiritual life, what is the last to be shed is the feelings of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们交通到这里的时候，我必须要说得更清楚一点。
Brothers and sisters, when we share to this point, I must be more clear.
也许你要问了，那神是不是要我们做是没有感情的人？
Then you would ask, does God want us to be someone without any feelings?
绝对不是。
No.
神是要我们做一个感情丰富的人。
God wants to be, us to be someone who is abundant in feeling.
但是那一个感情的对象必须要准确。
But that object of those feelings must be correct.
所有的那个丰富是放在神的感情上的丰富，放在神的身上。
All the abundance of that feeling must be placed upon God.
神教导我们要爱我们的儿女。
And when God teaches us to love our children,
神教导我们要爱我们的父母。
And when He teaches us to love our parents,
神教导我们要爱我们周围的人。
And when God teaches us to love those around us,
连仇敌我们也该爱。
Even our enemies, we should love.
那如果没有感情怎么去爱呢？
And if we do not have any feelings, how should we love?
没有感情你说我爱我爱爱人爱在什么地方呢？
And without any feelings, then how can I love? How could I love?
显然我们看见
So very apparently,
神巴不得我们都是感情非常丰富，丰富到一个地步，能把神所放在我们周围的人都在我们爱的范围里。
God so much wants us to be someone who is abundant in our feelings that we can put all our love around those that surround us.
但是这样的爱要从哪里得着呢？
But this kind of love, where can we gain this kind of love?
在我们人自己的那个生命的里边没有这样大的爱。
In our own natural life, we cannot have this such great love.
你要爱，你必须要接上爱的源头。
And if you are to love, you must be connected to the source of love.
你支取那个爱的源头里头所有的，你才能发表你该爱的。
And when you appropriate the love from the source of love, then you can love those who are deserving of love.
那因此用什么就了解到了。
Then brothers and sisters, you can understand.
一面是我们的主要叫我们爱人。
On the one hand, our Lord tells us to love men.
另一面，你要看见爱父母、妻子、儿女、田地、财产、房屋，过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Then you must pay attention that if you love your parents, your children, your wife, those that you own more than you love the Lord, then you're not deserving to be His disciple.
不是你不能爱你所有的。
It's not that you cannot love what you have.
你必须要爱你所有的。
But you must love what you have.
那是神放在你所你是神给你的，你必须要去爱。
This is what God has given you. You must go love it.
但是
，but
有一个界限。
There is a limit there.
你不能把这一些代替了神的位。
You cannot have these take the place of God.
你不就是把这些代替了神的位置？
If you have this take the place of God,
那我们的地位就站错了。
Then our position would be wrong.
你就会发觉，你要爱就爱不来了。
Then you would discover you cannot love what you want to.
你只能爱你所爱所想爱的。
Then you would only love those that you think you want to love.
你不能再爱你所不想爱的。
Then you can no longer love that you, those that you do not want to love.
神为着我们活得对，所以主的话是说的那么清楚。如果爱这么一些过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
And our God's words are right, that when we live correctly, rightly in the right position, we cannot love those more than our Lord. And here David is in such a struggle.
他不是不知道该把神放在首位,
it's not that he does not know to put God in first place.
但是他又舍不得儿女的私情,
but he cannot let go of the feelings he has for his children.
那结果就种下了 以后一连串的大难处,
and this plans for himself to come many difficulties to come for him.
那么亚沙龙回来了,
now Absalom returns,
2年都没有见王的面,
and he did not see the king's face for 2 years.
哎呀，他就觉得受不了,
then he cannot take this any longer.
是不是他真的感觉受不了呢?
Is it true that he cannot take this?
不是,
no.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为亚沙龙不能见王 是他感觉受不了,
brothers and sisters, do not think that Absalom cannot see the king, that he cannot take this any longer.
你晓得亚沙龙的心思里面所想的, 绝不是见王不见王的问题,
but you must understand that what's in Absalom's heart is not whether he see the king or not,
乃是他要把他的父亲的王位推倒的问题,
but it is that he wants to overthrow the throne of his father.
因为他心思里头 一直记挂着, 王没有处理暗论,
because in his heart he still was holding the grudge against his father,
在他心里面就暗暗地瞧不起王,
and in his heart secretly he despised the king.
他觉得他这样有才干的人, 他是应该来代替王,
and he felt that being as talented as he was, he can replace the king.
但是你怎么能有机会来做成这个事情呢?
But then how would you have a chance to overthrow the king?
那现在他回来了,
now he has returned,
王不见他,
the king would not see him.
那别人看在眼里,
and when in others' eyes,
也有一个感觉,
then they might have this feeling,
王对这个人, 另眼相看,
that the king looks differently at this individual.
是怎么另眼相看呢?
And how different?
是把他抬举呢?
Is it to exalt him?
还是, 把他软禁呢?
Or just to keep him far away?
他又不是软禁,
it's not that he kept him far away.
亚瑟龙可以随意地行走,
Absalom can go wherever he wants.
但是他就不能见王,
except he cannot see the king.
那用近代的话来说,
and use nowadays terms,
弟兄姊妹们就会, 比较容易领会,
and it might be easier for brothers and sisters to
understand. 虽然那个时候没有这种制度,
and even though at that time they did not have this,
但是那个效果确实和这些制度一样,
but the result is the same as the way of doing things.
在香港来说, 这叫做守行为,
and in Hong Kong, this is to it's just like being on parole. Probation.
On probation.
On probation.
在中国大陆来说, 就是交给群众管制,
and in mainland China is to be dealt with by the public.
就是这么回事,
and this is such a thing.
那在美国呢?
And in America,
一定时间你要到 警察局去报道,
in America then it would be like being on parole, you must go report to the police.
效果就是这么一回事,
and this is such a result.
这样一来, 亚沙龙还有什么条件 去推翻大卫?
And under these kind of circumstances, how can Absalom overthrow David?
那所以亚沙龙 又把约押拖上了, 让约押 帅服了大卫, 让亚沙龙去见王的面,
and once again Absalom dragged down Joab and have persuaded him to persuade David to see him.
那这样一来,
and on the one hand then,
难处就开始出现了,
then the difficulties would begin to arise.
刀剑不离开你的家的事情,
then the matter that the sword shall never depart from your household becomes more clear.
大卫允许亚撒龙回来已经是一个破口。
That it has become a crack for David to allow for Absalom to return.
他再让亚撒龙来见他的面，就把那个破口弄得更大。
And by allowing Absalom to come see his face, he has made that crack even bigger.
破口一大了，难处就来了。
And when the opening has become great, then the difficulties come in. Then the difficulties happen.
那当亚撒龙回来以后。
And when Absalom returned,
他就观看那个情势，慢慢的对他自己有点好处了。
Then when he saw such a circumstances, it was favorable to him.
他就慢慢在那里一面扩充他自己的力量。
And on the one hand, he was expanding his own power.
一面又在那里收买人心呢。
And he was also to get on the good side of all the other people.
弟兄姊妹，你看读过了一遍，你就知道他当时是怎么做了。
Brothers and sisters, just by reading it through once, then you know what he did at the time.
那他这些暗暗的功夫做的差不多的时候。
And when he did all this in secret, almost to a season.
亚撒龙就对大卫说。
Then Absalom said to David.
他说我想去希伯伦。
He said to David, I want to go to Hebron.
求你允许我去希伯伦。
Please allow me to go there.
那希伯伦离开耶路撒冷并不是太远的。
And how long? Hebron is not very far away from.
但是如果亚撒龙留在耶路撒冷，他是造反不起来的。
But if Absalom was to remain in Jerusalem, then he cannot begin his overthrowing the king.
因为他虽然收买了很多人心，但是那些人心都是在其他的地方。
And even though he has got on the good side of many people, they were at other places.
在耶路撒冷拥护大卫的力量还是很大。
And the power that was supporting David in Jerusalem was still very great.
那所以亚撒龙就要求我要到希伯伦。
And so Absalom requested to go to Hebron.
那大卫就给他去了。
And David agreed for him to go.
那结果一去问题就出来了。
And once he left, then the problem arise.
他一到了希伯伦。
When he left to Hebron,
马上就在整个以色列地遭拒了他所收买的所笼联络上的那些人。
And then immediately he gathered all those that he has connected with in Israel.
就起来造反。
And then he began his revolt.
甚至把大卫一些很亲信的人都扯了过去。
And he even took some of David's faithful servants with him.
那么就引出这一个一连串的大难处。
And then it brought forth a chain of difficulties for David.
就是我们看到这里的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when we read to him,
我再一次要再提那一句话。
I must once again mention that
神是轻慢不得。
That God cannot be mocked.
如果我们在神的光中所看见的
，If we see what God allows us to see in His light,
我们不把自己留在神的光中
，And we do not keep ourselves in that light.
那神就会自己伸手出来把我们留在光中。
Then God would extend forth his hand to keep us in that light.
但是神伸手要把我们留在光中，哦，那个问题就很复杂了。
Then when God has to extend his hand to keep us in the light, then it becomes very complicated.
弟兄姊妹们，这个事情我们实在是需要主的怜悯，叫我们多看重而少看我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, regarding this matter, we must ask the Lord for His mercy to let us see more of Himself and not less upon ourselves.
但是又会引发一些问题。
But then it also would make other problems arise.
那这些问题不仅是在大卫的生命的历史里头会叫人发生困惑，
And these problems not only occurred in history for David that would cause us.
这个困惑啊，也同样发生在我们承受救恩的人的心思里。
For us to be doubtful, but it also for David to be doubtful, but it also for us who has received his salvation.
而这个也是罗马书上所提出来的一些问题。
And this is also made mention in the book of Romans.
当你这样看大卫的时候
，And when you see David right now.
啊，大卫的确是有许多的缺陷，也犯了一些的罪。
David did have some shortcomings, and he did commit some sins.
但是你看到大卫在神面前所蒙的赦免和神的继续的怜悯。
And when you see the grace of God's forgiveness on David, and that God has remembered him,
我们就会我们就会想到。哟，这样子，是不是我们可以继续犯罪而显出神的恩典呢？够宽大呢
？Then we can say, that can we continue in our sins so that God's grace might be shown even greater?
那就是有人会这样想。
Then some might think in such a fashion.
但是也有人会这样想。
But some might think this way.
哦，既然你们信主就蒙恩得救了。
And since you have already believed in the Lord and have been saved.
你得救了就可以继续去犯罪啊。
And after you have been saved, you can continue on with your sin.
你再看看大卫的那个历史。
And when you look at the history of David.
大卫有一些比较严肃的罪啊。还是在他做王以后才犯的了。
And some of David's more serious sins have been committed after he has become king.
而神的赦免也把他完全的包了过来。
And God's forgiveness has also encompassed him.
那这是不是能借着人在继续活在罪的里边来叫恩典显得更丰富呢？
Then would this cause a reason for man to continue to live in their sins?To show that grace abounds even more.
这是一个问题的两面。
And this is two sides of one problem.
就是罗马书第六章上面的那个问题的两面。
And this is the two sides of the problem that is shown to us in Romans chapter 6.
一面就是说我们可以留在罪中叫恩典显多。
On the one hand, that we can continue on our sins to have grace increase.
而另一面就是说，既然蒙恩了，我们继续犯罪也无所谓。
On the other hand, is that since we have been saved by grace, it's okay for us to remain in sin.
但是罗马书给我们看到一个很严重的事情。
But the book of Romans says to see a very serious matter.
神给的恩典，不仅是一个赦免的恩典。
The grace that is given by God is not only a forgiveness of
grace, 也是一个救我们脱离罪的恩典。
But it is also a grace that helps us to be saved from our sins.
所以罗马书六章这头一个比方就拿受浸这个事情来说明。
So the first parable in Romans gives us an example of baptism.
我们接受主不仅是仅仅接受一个赦免的恩典。
Since we have received Christ, it's not only receiving a grace of forgiveness.
同时也是接受一个与主活的恩典。
But it is also receiving a grace to be living with our Lord.
我们也晓得我们蒙恩得救了以后主住在我们里头做我们的生命。
And we know that once we are saved by grace then the Lord abides in us.
这一个生命是限制我们进入犯罪的。
And this life constrains us from committing sin.
所以绝对不可能有人哎呦因为我得救了我就随意去犯罪犯罪神也赦免那神的恩典就显得很更丰富。
Then it's no way for someone who has been saved to continue in their sin as they wish that God's grace might increase.
所以保罗在一个地方说就是那些不认识我们的人说的。
And that's why Paul says in some place that this is said by those that don't know us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们要看见一个生命的长成，一面是生命的本身是阻挡我们进入罪。
But see that the growth of a life on one hand blocks us from entering into sin.
另一面
And on the other hand,
当我们越过生命的镜子的时候，神就伸出手来。
On the other hand,
对付我们。
When we cross the constraints of that life, then God extends forth His hands to deal with us.
要把我们带回生命的光中。
To bring us back into the light of life.
继续地往前。
To continue forth.
我们看大卫的事的历史，从生命的这个线上去看。我们就看到是这么的一回事。
And when we look into the history of life, we look upon the person of David, then we see it's such a matter.
但是这一回事不仅是大卫在大卫的身上是这样。
But this kind of matter is not only upon David.
在我们的身上也是一样。
It is also similar in us.
我还是说那一句。
I still say the same word.
神是轻慢不得。
That God cannot be mocked.
但愿主把我们常摆在他的光中。
May the Lord continually put us in His light.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
I think I'll end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
请一两位由广东的弟兄姊妹们领我们祷告。
May one or two brothers or sisters led by the Spirit lead us to pray.